It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by Malcare. Protect your high-performance WordPress website, or any WordPress website, by visiting malcare.com. Welcome back, dear listener. Got a bit of a variety show for you today. We're going to cover meeting our author here at the WP Minute, Eric Karkovac. He's currently doing a three-part series about the impact of full-site editing on the WordPress freelancer. Surely, if you're a WordPress freelancer, this stuff is very near and dear to your heart. And I really love what Eric's been doing. If you want to be a contributor like Eric, heck, even make a little bit of money writing articles for us, feel free to reach out to me, thewpminute.com/contact. Eric's actually involved with our content bounty program, where I find a fantastic sponsor for his work. That's currently Bertha.ai. If you're looking for AI-generated content in your WordPress website, check out Bertha.ai. And they're currently sponsoring his efforts to create this mini-series of content. Hey, if that's you, don't forget to reach out to me. Or support the show. Go to buymeacoffee.com/MattReport. You can join the membership. Meet Eric and team. For $79 for the year, you can join our private Discord. Okay, let's get into this little interview with Eric.
My name is Eric Karkovac, and I'm a web designer with over 25 years of experience, and I've been a writer for about the last 10 years.
So here's what I'm curious about. In terms of overall WordPress growth, the software, is it more important that freelancers have a great development tool or that end users are happy with a website building platform?
I think it's an interesting question because on one hand, a lot of what WordPress is doing these days is geared toward end users and people who aren't professional designers. But at the same time, I think freelancers are the ones who are going to sell WordPress to their clients. If freelancers aren't comfortable with what's going on, they may use other tools and then introduce their clients to it. So I think WordPress really has to please freelancers and not just focus on the folks who are end users at this point.
So I recently put out an opinion video about how the future of page builders is Gutenberg. I'm obviously going to be either right or wrong based on that opinion. But what are your thoughts? Will page builders double down on their opinionated approach to doing layouts and building WordPress websites? Or will they forego those opinions and just really adopt and adapt to Gutenberg?
I think page builders are going to continue to do what got them to this point. There's still a market for Gutenberg alternatives out there, and I don't think that any sort of merging with Gutenberg's technology is going to be beneficial for these products in the long run.
Okay, so if you were starting your freelance career today, would you go all in with full site editing and Gutenberg, or would you go to a page builder and some other complete solution?
I'd go for a block theme that is pretty much a blank canvas that isn't opinionated in terms of layouts or fonts or anything like that, so that I could build a website from the ground up the exact way I want it. That's what we have now with classic themes, and I think that's something that we're going to have to get used to as full site editing becomes more popular.
Okay, trick question. You heard me say at the top of the show that your efforts are sponsored by Bertha.ai. Trick question, do you think that community journalism at this sponsorship structure that I've created, can it survive? Can community WordPress journalism survive?
I think the WordPress community has always been so great at supporting worthy causes. And if they find news worthy, then I think they're going to support it. So I'm thankful that we have a sponsor in Bertha AI for this particular piece of content. And I hope to continue that over the long term.
All right, Eric, thanks for hanging out today and doing this interview with me. I love what you're doing. Of course, on the series on the WP Minute, definitely check that out, dear listener. Read it on the website and check it out in your inbox if you're a subscriber, thewpminute.com/subscribe. And hey, if you're at the website, by the way, we have a brand new website, super fast, super speedy. Thanks to Mike Oliver for doing that redesign with me. I love it. It's just such a better reading experience now. And not that there's anything wrong with the Chaplin theme that I used before. I actually love that theme still. But my God, what Mike put together, I'm just so super happy with it. And even more so, the performance is great. And I think everyone's content can get out there a little bit quicker, a little bit faster. I really enjoyed that project. Okay, closing out today, we're going to hear from Birgit Pauly Hacks. Gutenberg Minute.
My name is Birgit Pauli-Haag, and here is your Gutenberg Minute. After full-site editing debuted with WordPress 5.9, the buzz centered around how to customize the experience, for instance, to restrict the color palette or disable duotone. The latest post in the core editor improvement series, Curated Experiences with Locking APIs and Theme JSON, offers the answers. Help us improve all things media by participating in the newest call for testing. Responses are due by February 23rd. On Friday, February 18th, at 11 a.m. Eastern, 1600 UTC, Courtney Robertson with GoDaddy Pro will hold a workshop to guide participants through this All Things Media call for testing. This call for testing is also available in Italian and Japanese. The first iteration of Global Style Presets was added to the Gutenberg plugin version 12.5. The design team wants your thoughts on the best way to implement storing these variations for site users. Join the conversation on GitHub. The first Gutenberg developer hours were a great success. The next session will take place February 22nd at 11 a.m. Eastern, 1600 UTC. Register through the WordPress Social Learning Group on Meetup. Keep up with updates to the blog editor via the Gutenberg Changelog podcast at gutenbergtimes.com/podcast. Goodbye. Until the next time.
Thanks, Birgit, and thanks you, dear listener, reader, subscriber, at the wpminute.com/subscribe. If you want to support the show, go to buymeacoffee.com/mattreport. That's how you can support our efforts of community WordPress journalism. Or should I be saying WordPress community journalism? Nah, it's community WordPress journalism. Go to buymeacoffee.com/mattreport. Join the private Discord. Get your voice heard in the weekly WordPress news. And if you want to become a contributor like Birgit, like Eric, and like others, reach out. Let me know that you're interested in creating some content here. We can get you on the content calendar. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe at thewpminute.com.